If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Alderman Matt O'Shea joins us now. He represents the 19th Ward, including Beverly, Morgan Park, and Mount Greenwood. Alderman, thanks for your time this morning. I've been hearing about the parking meters and reading about these. The headlines. New York investors surprised by city's previous bid for meters. Alderman Rip proposed parking meter deal. Editorial yesterday in the Trib, Mayor Johnson almost threw away $800 million of Chicago's money in massive parking meter blunder. I still don't understand what's going on, so help me here. Can you explain this? And first, my first question, though, before we get to that, is there any hope we're going to pay less for parking in the city?
I don't think there's any chance we're going to be paying less, Bob, but I can tell you, working with these folks from Stone Peak who appear to be ready, willing, and able to try to be more helpful to us, we can get a better deal and hopefully work on some things together, unlike the current situation we have.
You're on the finance committee, so you know all about this. So explain, Stone Peak, they're in charge of the meter boxes. Is that right?
So Stone Peak is an investment firm that is looking to purchase the parking meters. We all are well aware of the parking meter deal back in 2008. They were sold. They are now up for sale again. And what's interesting about all this and very disturbing, Bob, is that going back almost a year, this current administration was inquiring to purchase the parking meters. In fact, they put a bid in for $3.3 billion, which was more than $800 million more than Stone Peak.
Well, that makes no sense.
No, and Bob, I should point out, this was last year, summer and fall, when we were fighting to find any pennies and nickels and dimes underneath the cushions in the couch to get over our $1 billion budget gap. So the administration, in secrecy, was negotiating to purchase the parking meters with money we don't have, money we would find very difficult to borrow, and we outbid the next highest bidder by more than $800 million. It's the calamity of errors in that alone is disturbing, but this was all done in secrecy. This was all done in darkness. At no point did the administration come to the city council, the people that would have to vote on this sale, Bob, and share with us, brief us, inform us, explain anything to us. They didn't do any of that. In fact, they signed what is known as an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, which is something in my nearly 30 years in city government, have never seen any large city do such a thing. It's just another example, Bob, of not just the incompetence of this administration, but the deceitfulness, the dishonesty at the expense of taxpayers.
Well, how does the mayor defend this? Why would the city do that? And why do it all in secret? What do they say?
Well, that's the funny part, Bob. They signed a non-disclosure agreement. They can't talk about it. And once again, on the most listened to radio show in our city, I'm asking, as are many of my colleagues, what is Mayor Johnson's position on this? He's hiding. He's ducking. He's refusing to answer that question. What is his position on the current situation with the parking meters?
Haley, can we call the mayor, call his office, and ask him to come on here and answer that question?
I will see what I can do.
Alderman, we're on it. We'll try. Anybody in the council try?
Yes, we've tried many times in several meetings. You know, no part of this situation is comfortable, Bob. We are doing everything we can to protect the taxpayers and try to mitigate what was a bad deal 18 years ago. But when you can't even get honest answers from the administration, ducking, obfuscating, it's extremely frustrating. And we're 3 years into this administration, Bob. They haven't learned anything. They haven't brought anybody on board to help them navigate difficult situations like this.
And this is going on because Stone Peak Partners wants to buy Chicago's parking meters, but needs city council approval for the ownership transfer. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir. And Bob, last week we had both city officials and Stone Peak in the city council chambers for a subject matter hearing that went on for a few hours. And again, something that was more frustrating was the folks from Stone Peak, who none of us know, we literally met that day, they were candid. They were honest. They explained things. They had some uncomfortable questions to answer, but they looked us in the eye and they gave us straight answers. Whereas city officials kept saying they're not at liberty to discuss because of the non-disclosure agreement. It's so absurd and so dishonest that this is where we would be 3 years into this administration on such an important issue that could make it more difficult for our next generation to bail out of this jam.
We'll try to get the mayor to answer the question. If you get him first, please let us know, will you?
Absolutely.
Alderman Matt O'Shea, the 19th Ward, appreciate your being with us today. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bob.